Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, your name be honored. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, because we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said to them, Which of you shall having a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him, because he is his friend, yet because of his inconvenience, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened to you. Because everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask for bread of any of you who is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he for a fish give him a snake? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And he was casting out a demon, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the demon had gone out, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casts out demons through Beelzebub, the chief of the demons. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falls. If Satan is also divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out demons through Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out demons, without a doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusts, and divides his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walks through dry places. Seeking rest and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came out. And when he returns, he finds it swept and decorated. Then he goes and takes to himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and live there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts which you have nursed. But he said, Yes, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, Because as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also shall the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. Because she came from the farthest parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and look, one greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he has lit a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel 8 gallons or 30.2 liters basket or pot, but on a candlestick, so that those who come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you not be darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light, having no dark part, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle gives you light. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee sought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to a meal. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said to him, Now you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, Did not he who made that which is outside make that which is inside also? But rather give charity of such things as you have, and indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees! Because you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God, these you ought to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe to you, Pharisees! Because you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you are as graves which do not appear so, and when men walk over them are not aware of them. Then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, Master, in your saying this you reproach us also. And he said, Woe to you also, you lawyers! Because you lay heavy burdens upon men, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you! Because you build the tombs of the prophets, and your forefathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your forefathers, because they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Truly I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers! Because you have taken away the key of knowledge, you have not entered in yourselves, and those who were entering in you have hindered. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to strongly urge question, and provoke him about many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him.